The purchase of a €124,000 scanner by the National Gallery 8 years ago that remains unused is the latest public spending issue to raise concerns. The Minister for Public Expenditure, Jack Chambers, said there's huge frustration and anger among taxpayers with certain examples of public money being wasted, and said that he will be taking further action in relation to central management and oversight of the matter. It comes less than 2 weeks after the revelation that the Arts Council spent €6.7 million on an IT system that was never delivered. This has resulted in more questions being asked about how the government procurement process actually works and also how much oversight there is on public expenditure. Well, to find out, we're joined now by Dr. Paul Davis, a lecturer in strategic procurement at DCU. He's here with me in studio. Thanks very much for coming in. The scanner, it may not be the most costly error made, but it still comes so soon after this IT system at the Arts Council. So what do you think went wrong here?
I think let's separate out a couple of issues. So from a procurement perspective, somebody went out and probably got good value for money in terms of buying a piece of capital equipment. So there was capital funding available. They went out, they spent the money, they got the scanner. But nobody seemed to have asked the question, well, what are we going to do with it? So the opportunity for buying came up, but nobody had actually planned for how they were going to use it, where they were going to use it. So when you look at it, it evidently didn't have a really strong business case. It didn't have good project management, and it certainly didn't take account of future use and what we were going to do with it. I suppose nobody's even asked the question, how much is it costing us just even to store this even?
Absolutely, and with one item of it, we understand, still in the UK, and that will be a question we'll be posing to the Arts Minister when he's on the programme later. But just getting back to that process, the start to end process when government grants are issued, how much engagement do we know happens there? And would there be such a thing as a final report to say, yes, it is in use now?
Not necessarily, unless we get the CNAG to go in, and that generally can occur anywhere between 2 and 5 years afterwards. In most cases, when we procure, nobody's actually following up on that procurement. Nobody's following up to see how the money was spent or what the money was spent on. And the answer is yes, we have annual reports, and yes, we can go on to each of the sites and see our quarterly spends on consultants and the various issues. But for these sort of purchases, the answer is no, unless there's a particular audit that is carried out. And remember, the audit that the CNAG does, because of the limited resources, generally is only a sampling. So we've no real-time tracking of these expenditures.
And in terms of then the project management, because you're saying it's more of that an issue here than the procurement, we understand that this specific equipment was deemed essential, but with 8 years not in use, the Office of Public Works were trying to find somewhere for it to be put in place along with the National Gallery. We're now hearing that there may be a preferred location. This will all add to the eventual costs, we'd imagine, if a possible porta cabin is now going to be used to place this specific piece of equipment.
You're going to add additional costs into the system. And again, if it was deemed essential, therefore you would have assumed that somebody made a business case and therefore somebody knew where it was going. I think it was an opportunistic purchase from the National Art Gallery. There was capital funding made available by the government. They saw the capital funding and they put in a case to say, we need an X-ray machine. They bought it, but actually there was no plan for how they were going to use it. It was just an opportunistic purchase. And our problem with it is, if state agencies are doing that because suddenly we make capital budgets available, then you're not going to get value for money. You're actually going to get a waste for money. It should be seen as something that you've got a business case for, that it's part of your annual budget, so you can see what your operational budget is going to be and you can see where you're going to grow. So yes, there may have been a case 20 years ago, we need a new X-ray machine, but this looks like it was a pure opportunistic buy without any real scope for planning to go in.
Now, there has been lots of scrutiny about different items and spending by the government in different areas. This specific one falls under the Department of Arts, but where is the accountability in this, or where would it typically rest?
Ultimately, the SecGen from a department has to take responsibility for the expenditure that's happening. But as you go down the layers, there has to be a project manager. And what we don't seem to be doing is holding people to account within the civil service or within these state agencies to say, listen, you got this wrong. And that doesn't seem to be there.
Now, the Taoiseach has said that the Public Accounts Committee will be hearing about spending with regard to this. And Jack Chambers, also the Minister for Public Expenditure, saying that there will be action taken on central management and oversight of the matter. Does that give some reassurance?
No, not in the least. We spend in excess of 18 billion a year. And the fact that we're going to take central oversight of a spend of 125,000, I don't think that's going to happen. I think our systems are broken in some cases for this tracking of expenditure. We don't have a real-time tracking. We don't seem to be keeping an eye on this real-time management. If you don't have good management structures in place in organisations, this is going to happen. And this is what we've set up to happen. So I suspect we'll see more of these headlines over the coming weeks and months.
And in terms of what the government is likely to do, I mean, if there is a lack of oversight in public expenditure, should more resources be given to the Office of the Controller and Auditor General then to track all of this in the first instance?
Yes, and the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform itself should be taking a much more proactive approach from their auditing teams as well. I think the CNAG certainly needs to be resourced more, and I think we need full accountability within the CNAG reports. What tends to happen is we get a report and it's only when there's an issue, but because they're only sampling, because that's all they can do, limited resources means we need to do much more rigorous audits than we've been doing to date. In this case, though, there is an issue of who is the person responsible. But I think if you try to step back, it was pure opportunistic.
And still lots more questions to be answered with regard to that specific item. Well, Dr. Paul Davis, thank you very much for coming in to speak to us.